أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Peace be with you. We have been talking about all these jihads and all these resistances that we know are essential. And we spoke about the ego, and we spoke also about forgetfulness, and we spoke about ostentation, riya. There is one notion which is important, which is the consequence of being close to our own ego and jailed in the ego, is selfishness. Selfishness, and you have the word, the self, which is how we are going to deal with what we have in as a consequence of the way we are dealing with who we are. There is a connection here between the way I deal with who I am and the way I deal with what I have. In fact, on the other way around, I can see it's visible through the way I'm dealing with what I have, which is, in fact, revealing who I am. And when it comes to our relationship to God, everything in Islam has to do with giving and being and struggling against our own selfishness. The point here is what we have at the beginning of the Quran in Surah Al-Baqarah, which is relating believing, practicing, and giving. And we have it, in fact, in the Quran, وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ, that there is the invisible, and then the visible dimension of their practice is the way they are praying, and they give from what they we provided them with, which is everything. مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ, it's not only the money, it's not only what you have, it could be all the qualities, all the things that are defining you, your time, your heart, your mind, the way you listen to the people, but also what you have. This is the very understanding of Islam at the beginning, this connection between praying, practicing, and giving to the people. And the starting of the revelations, the very beginning, has to do with nurturing the poor, serving the poor. كَلَّا بَلَّا تُكْرِمُونَ الْيَتِيمِ, you have to serve and to give this their dignity to the poor people, which is exactly the opposite of this selfishness. To be with God is to understand that you have to liberate yourself from your ego and to give more. So this is so essential in Islam, that we have the second practical pillar that we have in Islam is the zakat, and the zakat is the right of the poor on what you have, understanding that the way you are dealing with what you have is purifying what your havings, but also purifying your being. So there is a connection here in this purification process. And this is the way you have to resist selfishness. And you have it in the Quran, وَمَن يُوقَ شُحَّ نَفْسِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ, those who are protected from their own selfishness, those are the successful people. This is the very understanding of the spiritual path, the spiritual teaching of Islam that we need to achieve in our life, resisting our ego, resisting our selfishness, in order to free ourselves, to liberate ourselves, and with God, to be and to give, to be and to serve, to be and to give and to serve. This is our way, inshallah. This is our freedom. Don't forget to tell the people you love that you love them. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.